just ahead of getting out to Jason Coyle and Gary Moore and also Kieran McAvoy. Some updated news out of the James Cummings stable on Smart Amelia, who went very nicely on debut on Saturday. At this stage, they're pressing towards the Group 2 Sweet Embrace, the fillies race at Randwick on February 27. We know that meeting's been transferred to Randwick, the Chipping Norton Day. So Smart Amelia at this stage heading towards the Sweet Embrace. And I had a chat off air with Peter Moody this morning about Kinglake. This is the nice three-year-old colt that last race going back in October, they decided to spell. And the colt's likely to barrier trial at Cranbourn on Monday before heading to possibly the Group 1 Lightning. They'll make assessment after its barrier trial, but some news there on the three-year-old colt, Kinglake. Let's go and have a chat with Jason Coyle out at Warwick Farm. Morning to you, Jase.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. I mentioned the Lightning there, and you've got a horse that could end up in that race as well.
Yeah, that's right. We've got Valpincio. He's had a couple of trials back. Looks in good order. We'll give him another one on Monday at Warwick Farm and then bring him home, assess and decide whether we take him down to Flemington or not.
Understand. Well, he's a horse that relatively is lightly raced, but it's been well documented that he's had a couple of major injuries. How's he coming back this time?
Yeah, so far so good. It's been a long time since his last start, obviously. We've taken plenty of time with him and done a lot of work with him. Obviously, don't really know until you let him off the bridle, but like I said, so far so good.
And was it a similar injury going back to March of last year?
Yeah, that's right. Same tendon. We've nursed it along again. We just got our fingers crossed that hopefully we've done all the right things by him, and hopefully he can repay us.
I guess you learned from the first time how to do it the second time. And did you give him a little bit of extra time being the second time?
Yeah, a little bit of extra time, and we just changed tact a little bit. Instead of giving him a long break in the paddock, he had short preparations just to make sure that we minimise scar tissue in the tendon. Now, at the end of the day, that's all talk. We only know once we get back to the races how strong we've got that tendon and whether it can stand up to racing again.
I guess a trial can tell you in some way, but they're not sort of letting them go under race pressure either, are they?
No, that's exactly right. And without being all doom and gloom,
yeah,
until we get him back to the races, we don't really know. But like I said, he looks in fantastic order. The leg looks great. We've had no changes. We've had no heat there. They're our first signs. So hopefully we keep ticking along in that direction.
Yeah, let's hope so. As you say, he's had the two trials. I spotted the one the other day, Labaz, a new Labaz finished. And it's come out and trialled again since, and Dalek Tation was in the same trial. He looked nice and keen for it.
Yeah, look, he's had the two trials back. We trialled him probably about 6 weeks ago and then give him a little freshen up after that. Leg looked good. Horse was in good order. He had another little trial there a week and a half ago. Tim Clark rode in both, and he said, for the second trial, he was a lot more relaxed in front, did everything within himself and felt in good order. So I guess much the same again on Monday. Hopefully all positive reports, and then we can have a serious look at where we resume.
Yeah, possibility, as you say, the Lightning, but I guess you get through Monday's trial. But what he'll be when he goes to the trial while he's been out of action? Probably similar to what Peter Snowden said yesterday with Pride of Dubai, that they probably just need a little bit of race hardness now, don't they?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, regardless of how many trials you get under them, that match fitness is ever so important. Probably that's why maybe the 1,000 metres of suit, I know it's a very high grade of racing, but he was very good fresh coming off the back of the first injury. So, it's definitely an option.
All right, we'll wait and see what happens after Monday's trial. Slightly Sweet, one of my favourites. How's she coming up?
Yeah, fantastic. I thought a trial at Rose Hill the other day was excellent. All good reports from Colette, who rode. So she's come through that well. At this stage, a possible resumption Saturday week with a view to getting to the Group 1 Mares race at Rose Hill over the 1500 third up.
Okay, the Coolmore Classic third up.
Yep.
Well, we know how good she can be. I guess the Meyer Classic that day, she got back, but she was only beaten four. I mean, she's a nice, honest type that just tries very hard, and I love that.
the Melbourne Spring was an absolute write-off. She should have almost won at Caulfield, never got clear.
Yeah.
And then there's been enough publicity about the Flemington track on that day.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we just had nothing go away down there. I think she's come back in, a more seasoned mare. I think she's a little bit stronger. Hopefully that all bodes well for this preparation.
All right, sounds good. Where's your next winner?
Isn't that the question we'd all love answered every time? look, I'm shooting a couple up to Doomben on Saturday.
Right.
Hopefully we've had a little bit of success up there, as a few of the stables in Sydney have. So hopefully we can get something up there on Saturday.
All right. Storm Siren, Action Button are the ones heading up there. So good luck with those, mate. And we'll stay in contact with Var Pinciero. Have our fingers crossed. The owners have been very patient, and I hope it all goes well after Monday, mate.
Yeah, just on that, the owners have been outstanding with this horse. He's a high quality horse who they've given every chance to. So it's appreciative from the stable, and fingers crossed for them.
Yeah, good luck to them. Thanks a lot, Jase.
Thanks, Andrew.
Jason Corr there, Var Pinciero, third trial on Monday at Warwick Farm, and then we'll wait and see whether it ends up being the Group 1 Lightning. Well, Gary Moore's coming online now from Rose Hill. He's based there. He's got a couple of two-year-olds coming through and a few others maybe for the weekend. Hello to you, Gary.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, listeners.
Looking forward to seeing Happy Galaxy come back to the races on Saturday, and he's coming back since undergoing a throat operation.
Definitely. I was delighted by his trial at Rose Hill 3 weeks ago. He showed good drive. He wasn't observed to make any noise. I think the throat operation's been a success. I think Saturday he'll probably be in need of the run, but the race that he's set for is the sprint at Canberra on the 6th of March.
Okay, on Blair. Yeah, 6th of March. And was the throat operation, did you find something obviously out of its last run back in October?
Definitely we did. He had a soft palate, of course.
Yep.
Dr. Lumsden did a very, very good job, and he's very happy with the way the horse is scoping. So we should see a big improvement in his performance, especially off a benchmark of 85.
Yeah, he runs on Saturday in that race. And you're right, that trial the other day behind Suberg, gee, he looked attractive in that trial, Gary.
Yeah, he blew a little after the trial. But Schofield was very impressed. He said he could have won the trial if fully extended.
Yeah.
And he asked me, could he ride him? But unfortunately, he got suspended.
Yeah. Who rides him, mate?
Tim Clark.
Okay, well, he's riding in terrific form. So Happy Galaxy comes back after a throat operation, and we're going to see this three-year-old in a few weeks' time in a trial, but Takedown's coming back from a throat operation as well, Gary.
Yes, he was probably running on about 30 or 40% air towards the latter part of his last race. He is also going really well, a lot brighter in the coat. He worked well this morning, and he also wasn't observed to make any noise at all.
So what would his aim be, given that you got him out to a mile last start, and given that he was only on 30% wind? Can he get to that trip?
I think probably his opportune distance, Andrew, would be 1,400.
Yep.
Probably later on in this preparation, but his main goal will be the Arrowfield three-year-old Group 2 on the 9th of April over the championships.
Yep. On the second day. Well, looking forward to seeing him. So there's a couple there that hopefully those operations have worked. How are the two-year-olds coming back, Gary?
Well, I think probably the ones that interest the listeners, first of all, Hostwin Legend, he trialled admirably at the Rose Hill about 4 weeks ago. He was due to run, but he had a slight elevated temperature. He was backed off. He worked well this morning, and he'll open up at Kembla on the 13th of February with the Black Opal in mind.
Okay, and he was the one that won the trial. Defcon ran third in that trial. It was a real heavy surface, but it showed that the horse has got good ability. Hostwin Legend. And there's another one coming through called Star Court.
I think he could be the one, Andrew. He's by Stratum, which is a coincidence. He's impressed me greatly. He's a great shoulder. He's a very precocious two-year-old. I look forward to seeing him trial on the 15th of February, but he could be probably one of the best I've trained since I've been back in Australia.
All right, so the 15th of February, we're going to be watching for a Star Court there on that occasion. Happy with the team you're building, Gary?
Definitely. I mean, like Chris Wallace said to me, Gary, I don't care how good a trainer you are, it's going to take you 2 years to get going, and I think he's dead right. But I'm looking forward to this season. I think this is the season that we could show our true mettle as a horse trainer.
Yeah,
and to be able to win feature races in Australia.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, you're building them up. We'll look forward to watching Happy Galaxy there on Saturday. Thanks for your time this morning, Gary.
My pleasure, Andrew. Thank you.
Gary Moore joining us from his Rose Hill base. Kieran McAvoy is coming back to the saddle this time next week, is my understanding. He joins us on Sky Sports Radio. Morning to you, Kieran.
Morning, Ben.
Looking forward to this. Obviously, a month suspension's a fair time off. You'd be really edging and wanting it to sort of be today, your return.
Yeah, exactly. It's been unfortunate to cause the fall and be out for that long, but luckily it wasn't career threatening for Adam, and he's on the mend, I'm nearly served my time, so looking forward to getting back next week.
Yeah, I think Adam's back on Saturday, I think, riding Adam Hieronymus. What do you do when you're off, mate? I mean, it's you know, I guess you've had it over Christmas, New Year period, so have you had time with all the family?
Yeah, that's right. We went down to Ballarat for Christmas, and that was really enjoyable. And, you know, no one likes to be out for a month off of their occupation, so it wasn't too bad timing-wise. We got two young boys at school, so I was able to spend some good time with them during the holidays, and we went up to Noosa for a while, which was fantastic. First time we've been there, and had some quality R&R, and been back in Sydney now for about 10 or 12 days, and just getting back into the physical side of it, training and doing some fitness and riding work and barrier trials. So it's been a good freshen up, Benz. I rode through November and December and without a break. So good freshen up and back for just after the start of the carnival.
Are you one that your weight is okay?
Yeah, I'm very lucky with my weight. I've put on a couple of kilos, but I'm able to get it back down to ride the minimum weight and even lighter once we get into the depth of the carnival. So I'm one of the lucky ones.
I know you're back this time next week, the Wednesday City program, and already starting to put together a nice book is your manager, Glenn Courtney, for Saturday week, including nice filly for Hayes and Dabernick, Stay With Me, who we saw trial the other day.
Yeah, exactly. She's a lovely pickup for me. Obviously, a classy filly during the spring. Looks as though she's come back in great order, winning a trial the other day there at Randwick. So can't wait to get on her first up and hopefully do everything right and stay on her throughout the campaign if everything goes well. So I've got a nice book of first day back rides. Sorry, next Saturday. Got Rich Enough as well, so looking forward to riding him.
Yeah, well, he's going to be an interesting horse. New one, of course, into the Peter Paul Snowden. Tried to spark him away from Melbourne into Sydney, and his trial the other day looked quite attractive as well. So you never know. The Snowden magic might just be able to produce a big win.
Yeah, he's always had ability, the horse, and obviously disappointed a little bit their last campaign down in Melbourne. But he's impressed us. I've ridden him a couple of times on the track, and that trial the other day was fairly good as well. So look for him to show up fresh and run a good race as well.
Okay. All right. So Kieran McAvoy is back next Wednesday. We've had a few inquiries. Thought we'd grab him this morning and remind you where he is and what he's been up to. And we're looking forward to seeing your talents, as I say, next Wednesday. And then, of course, Saturday week with the Apollo and the Light Fingers and the Southern Cross. It'll be a good day to be a part of it back into the carnival. Thanks for your time, Kieran.
No worries.
Thanks, mate. Kieran McAvoy joining us there, relevant to where he's been. Mark Hunter is about to join us now to have a look at his fancies for the Hillside meeting at Sandown. And, Mark, it's a bit showery in Melbourne.
It certainly is, Andrew. It's been raining for a good hour. I'm not sure how much Sandown's got, but it's heading down that way. So, you know, got a good track at the moment, but we'll certainly have to keep an eye on it.
All right. I'll text Tim Bailey, the track manager, while we're on here and see how it is out there. What are your fancies?
My best bets are race 5, number 5, and race 7, number 8. I think race 5, number 5, testability. The only query you got here is barrier 1. On the Hillside, barrier 1 can often be a disadvantage, but this horse is absolutely flying, just rocketed home last start, dead set ready to win, got a 2-kilo claim for Tom Sadler, gets into a similar race to last time. So, look, if it improves at all, it's clearly the one to beat. It just needs even luck from that inside draw.
All right, so testability for John Sadler and Thomas. That's race five, number five.
And race seven, number eight, Superbly, a horse who looked good winning at Bendigo on debut, then went and took on the likes of Tarzino and co, and wasn't disgraced, but just looked like it all came a bit early for it. It's trialled recently at Flemington and looked a much sharper horse, sat behind some handy types, came to the outside and really let down well. There's good speed in this race. You would think the inside would be off by now. A perfect situation for Mark Zara to park two-thirds of the way back, come to the outside and round them up at good odds.
All right, sounds a positive one there for Lee and Anthony Friedman. So the two are race five, number five, and race seven, number eight. And just on Lee and Anthony, I spoke with Lee off air this morning, our Ivanhoe. Possibility of going to the Cranbourne Trials on Monday. They're looking at either the Peter Young first up at 1,800 metres, or they might come to Sydney. There's a quality race around that same time at Randwick. So he's certainly on his way back, and he could barry a trial at Cranbourne on Monday, our Ivanhoe. Let's have a look at the quaddie, Mark. What are your full numbers here in race five?
Yeah, 5, 11, 7, 1 here. Number five, just ability to pick. 11, Swiftly Red comes through the same race. Wasn't as good a run, but I think it's the danger. 7, Comic Miss. Probably ridden too aggressively at Geelong. It's ready to win, but that Geelong race was a weaker race. And fourth pick, number one, Nouvelle again, who's flying. It'll go to the front. It's got the informed Dylan Dunn, and it's going to be very hard to run down. 5, 11, 7, and 1.
Okay. Race 6 here. Interesting horse that debuted, well, both of them, really. Galaxy Raider and Popovich.
Yeah, I think they've knocked back massive money for Galaxy Raider. But this is a fantastic race. It's my fifth pick, so it's not in the numbers, Galaxy Raider. I've gone 5, 7, 11, and 4. I thought 5 Popovich was outstanding winning on debut. Just sat wide, lengthened like a really good horse. I like where it's drawn to have galloping room. To beat number 7, Data Point. A Data Point won okay in a Cranbourne maiden, but I'm sure it's a better horse than what we saw on debut. 11, Sir Sagamore, this is your value runner. This was unsuited at Geelong. It got the job done. It's going to be much better suited at 1,300 metres. And 4th pick, number 4, Loyalty Man, who ran in some good races last campaign. Very good trialer at Flemington. It looks ready to go first up. It's a fantastic race. 5, 7, 11 and 4.
Gee, there's plenty of horses to watch there going forward. 5, 7, 11 and 4. And your next fancy was Galaxy Raider number 2. What about race 7?
8, 5, 10 and 4. If Superbly doesn't win, I don't know where to go. 2nd pick, number 5, Hella Flyer, who ran okay last night, had every chance. Just going to get that beautiful run up on the speed. 10, Egypt is going okay. It's got an awkward draw. And 4, Atomic Lockade, who just got lost again last start. Ran well to come second. It gets a lovely run from gate 1. Just has to run the 1,400 metres. 8, 5, 10 and 4. Number 8 must stand out there.
Yeah, you stand out for Lee and Anthony Friedman and Mark Zara. So that's 8, 5, 10 and 4. And let's hope we're alive going into the last.
We're going to need to be hot because this is almost a field job. I'll go 6, 11, 12 and 7. Number 6, Relentless. Ran a terrific race for the new stable. It sat wide, boxed on really well. Fitter gets the claim and got the good draw to beat number 11, Impulsive Spirit, who's had a couple of runs for this stable. It's flying. It's got a great heart. 12, Bascule. Funny horse, Bascule. Its best form would win, but it's been disappointing. And 4th pick, number 7, Samar Tested. Went okay up straight. Fitter for that run. It's got a chance. It's a race I don't like at all. 6, 11, 12 and 7.
All right, might be a bit tougher if we can expand, go a little bit longer in the numbers as well. All right, so race 5, number 5, race 7, number 8. They're the quaddy fancies. We'll keep an eye on the weather there at Sandown. At the moment, it's still rated good, but we'll monitor that with the first at 12.53. Thanks for your time, Mark.
Andrew.
Mark Hunter joining us there. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, this hour, between 9 and 10, it's Racing HQ. Tommy Berry's going to be in the studio. He'll be talking racing and whatever else he wants to talk about, his family or whatever, his young family. And we'll also take your calls. That's tomorrow morning between 9 and 10, Tommy Berry in the studio.